the hard shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
The top story that Eamon mentioned in the news headlines, and it is the prospect of Level 5 restrictions being imposed. Cabinet subcommittee meeting to discuss this tomorrow afternoon, according to an Taoiseach. This on foot of NPHET's recommendations that we go into a Level 5 lockdown for 6 weeks. The question I was trying to tease earlier with some of the listeners was what happens after that. You know, let's assume for a moment NPHET are right and they might not be. Level 3 might do it. It might turn it around. I'm not sure it's had enough time to bed in yet. But if they are right and we do go into a lockdown, what happens on the other side of it? Because the definition of stupidity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And I think that's a question on a lot of people's minds at the moment. The Level 5 restrictions are close to scandalous, says Niall, not because the government has no exit strategy, not least, I should say, because the government has no exit strategy. ICU was supposed to be the main indicator for decisions. We're turning our country into a big hospital. Stephen in Glasnevin says, Kieran, the biggest mistake the government made with COVID is telling the youth that they are not going to be sick or worse. I'm not in favour of another lockdown. We need a steady state of living with the virus. Another lockdown so we can have a session at Christmas is so Irish, like going on a crash diet and then stuffing your face with chocolate eclairs for a week. That does sound nice, the session at Christmas and stuffing my face. But it should be noted that when asked about this today, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar was quite keen to stress that there's no guarantee we'd have a normal Christmas if we went into a 6 week lockdown. There's no guarantee we'd come out of the lockdown in 6 weeks. Remember the 2 week lockdown that was announced back in March of this year. Tony says the only answer to this pandemic is to impose a curfew from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. with very big fines for those who break it. Find a house owner or the renter if you have to. Tony, thank you for that text. 53106, keep them coming at a cost of 30 cents, or you can get me on Twitter at The Hard Shoulder. Let's continue this discussion now because I'm joined on the line by Alan Farrell, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Fingal, and Professor Edgar Morgenroth from DCU's School of Business. You're both very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. Alan, would you support a move to Level 5 this weekend?
Good evening, Kieran. I wouldn't, no. I'm very firm in my view that, you know, we haven't given Level 3 a sufficient amount of time to bed in, given the time it takes to manifest signs of COVID, the test itself, and all the rest of it. I mean, I appreciate that Dublin has been in Level 3 for some time, but the numbers, in fairness to Dubliners, levelled out about a week after Level 3 was introduced, and while there has been a steady creep upwards, I believe we're not doing too badly. Now, nationally, the picture, of course, is somewhat different. There are certain communities where the virus has gone quite high, and, you know, we need to give Level 3 more time because the prospect of Level 5 and what it entails will have a fairly significant impact, not just on people's lives, but indeed their livelihoods and the future for an awful lot of businesses out there, which I think has to be considered. And that's, you know, why I am of the view that Cabinet has to consider these matters and be given sufficient time to make these decisions, to give the community, both citizenry and businesses, time to react to it and prepare for it.
So look, they have another option. They could go to Level 4. They could tweak things. It sounds like you're saying, though, we should stay at Level 3 for the moment, at least until we see what effect it has had.
Well, Kieran, I'm of the view, look, Level 3 is very, very restrictive. Mm. And if you look at our national picture and compare it to other European countries, we are actually an awful lot stricter than our EU counterparts. And we have to bear in mind that there are individuals who have been on lockdown for 7 or 8 months, individuals with particular health concerns, not to mention, of course, the profound effect that this has had on mental health right up and down the country. So my view is, as I've stated, that we need to be informed by NPHET, and that's indeed their job. But we also have to bear in mind that it takes time for these decisions to be made. It has to go through the group within the Department of Taoiseach who have been asked to look at the economic effects, and then the subcommittee, and then indeed the cabinet for ratification. And that process takes time, and that's why I think it's very unhelpful for this information to be in the public domain before cabinet have had an opportunity to assess it.
Yeah, well, you got at that on Twitter earlier, actually. You were kind of criticising the fact that it's out there. I'm not sure it was Neffet's responsibility that it got out there this time.
Well, look, I have my sources. You have yours. I appreciate that there's probably strong views in relation to what happened 2 weeks ago. I certainly was one of those persons who was particularly perturbed by the fact that the information was being put out on a Sunday, and no more so today. You know that what we have to realise.
Your information was that that Neffet briefed the press on that
on Sunday.
This ago. Time.
My information is that there's a track record of information leaking, and my point about all of that is that it is a shock to people up and down the country, the prospect of jumping from 3 to 5 in the vast bulk of the country, and with the exception of Donegal and the other two counties, it would be and would have a profound effect on society, every aspect of it. And I think that those are steps that we shouldn't be taking at this time. As I said at the outset, we need to give level 3 a chance, and we also need to ensure that the basic public health guidance is adhered to, and that individuals don't visit one another's homes. And I've also heard the argument, it's not the law, I don't have to adhere to it. Well, maybe it isn't, but we're asking you, the citizens of Ireland, not to visit one another, to ensure that we can minimise the risks of COVID so that the vulnerable in our communities are not unnecessarily exposed.
Listen, stay on the line there, Alan, because as I mentioned, Professor Edgar Morgenroth from DCU is with us as well. Edgar, the argument that some make is that, yes, a strict lockdown for a number of weeks brings economic difficulties to some, but the virus spiralling out of control just delays those economic difficulties. Is there merit in that argument?
Well, I think you said something earlier that I think is very, very true. If you do the same thing several times, it doesn't work, and you continue to do it and get the same outcome, that's kind of stupidity. And so we don't actually know. I'm not sure that I'm that confident that we're going to have any better outcome if we went into a lockdown now than previously. And that's because some of the other very obvious learnings that are out there have definitely not come, don't seem to have sunk into Neffet or the government.
What are they? Tell us some of those obvious learnings.
I think if you look at the best examples out there, like for example, Japan or Taiwan, in Europe, Germany, tracing properly to the source of the infection has not been done here. That has not been resourced up. And it is kind of scandalous that it hasn't, especially when the summer we would have had a chance to reduce the virus spread much, much more. Then there are things like even the restrictions that we've had. If you remember back, we had Kildare, Offaly and Laois going into restriction on the 7th of August. Laois probably never needed to go into a restriction.
Guilty by association, as someone from Laois said to me.
If you look at the subsequent restrictions, both the Dublin and Donegal ones and then the subsequent Monaghan and Cavan ones that came into effect today, each time they came in when the case rates were far, far higher. So originally, Offaly, for example, was not, the 2 week rate was 90.
Yeah.
Donegal and Dublin, the 2 week rate was 146 and 159. Monaghan and Cavan, we're looking at 350 and 660. So what has actually happened?
We were a little too slow, maybe.
Slow in these cases.
Okay.
And the general localized approach, which has worked in other places, hasn't really fully been implemented here. And of course, if you're slow with these localized restrictions, then you get a more general spread. And that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing a lot of counties where we should have local restrictions.
There's a sense of Edgar, of that, of kind of coulda, woulda, shoulda. The fact is, we didn't, and we are where we are, to use that awful phrase.
That is correct. But the thing is, does that give you confidence in the advice on other things if the advice there was already not very good?
Given, Edgar, and sorry, just to bring it, I suppose, to economic matters, given the fact that the government borrowed about $40 billion last week for a budget, how concerned are you at the prospect of a lockdown that on paper will last for 6 weeks? That is the planning. But as I mentioned, the one in March was a 2 week lockdown.
I think this is very concerning. And the problem with lockdown is that on the one hand, it is undoubtedly going to work. It will bring the case numbers down. But it does this at a higher cost than we might need. And this is, again, something that we should have put the evidence in place for. Some of the measures that we can take are more effective than others. And in fact, there are some aspects of lockdown which would probably have no effect at all, but have high costs. So a much more targeted approach is what would actually be the efficient thing to do. But NPHET and the government haven't put in place any of that evidence. And indeed, NPHET didn't 2 weeks ago, and so far we haven't seen it either, actually made a proper case for why we would need to go to level five. That case can probably be made, but it hasn't been made. And I think that's very important. We need the evidence base to make decisions, and that's not there. And we're now using a sledgehammer to crack a nut.
Alan, what about some of the points that Edgar brought up there, that I suppose we should have resourced the testing and tracing to look for the source of the disease during the summer, and that we were too slow to impose level three in some counties, given how quickly we imposed it in Kildare, Leash and Offaly, that was the template we should have followed, and we kind of abandoned it?
Well, I don't agree that we've abandoned it at all. Can I just say, in relation to those three counties in August, I mean, it clearly showed that level three can work, and it did work. And these were,
yeah, but I think Edward's point was that the case numbers were much lower per 100,000 when we imposed it, and maybe the horse has bolted.
Well, in relation to testing and tracing, I mean, the HSC are currently carrying out over 100,000 tests a week, which is actually they have exceeded their previous available. Not a target. That,
we'll talk about testing and tracing in a minute. A good pivot away, though, from the question I actually asked, which was about the fact that the horse may have bolted in terms of imposing level three when you compare the situation in the country now to the situation in Kildare, Leash and Offaly in August.
But to answer the question by referring to what Professor Morgan Roth also said, which is in relation to some of the localised issues and the likes of Leitrim, which at the time of that August lockdown and move to level three, I should say, there were communities within that county who had numbers that were minuscule in comparison to the immediate community surroundings outbreaks in certain factories. So, there are communities up and down the country who have very, very low transmission rates or improving transmission rates.
Edgar?
This is true. And then, indeed, there are some counties that have really low incidence rates, like Clare or Wicklow, for example, Waterford, I think Tipperary as well. They're quite low. So implementing a level five on those counties is kind of, is overdoing it.
Yeah.
But my point earlier was that these localized restrictions do work if they're put in at the appropriate time. If you let a problem get out of hand, then it gets to be bigger and bigger. And the measures that we should take should be targeted. If you've got only one factory affected, then you can target that factory.
Okay.
If it's a whole county, you target the whole county. If it's specific issues around certain activities, you target that.
Okay. Listen, Edgar, thank you for your time. Edgar Morgan Roth, Dr. Edgar Morgan Roth, Professor of Economics at DCU, and Alan Farrell, Fine Gael TD for Dublin. Fingal Morris says, has anybody put it to Dr. Tony Houlihan that the WHO does not recommend national lockdowns? Recently, they went further and said lockdowns don't solve the crisis, as we in Ireland well know, as we serve the longest lockdown of any country in Europe. Morris, thank you for that text. 53106. Keep them coming at a cost of 30 cents. Amy Huberman is going to be our guest after the break.